The deal announced today covers border security, guest workers, and employer verification, as well as a path to citizenship for the 11 million illegal immigrants already in this country. Empire Justice Center President and CEO Ann Erickson tracked some developments that led up to today's announcement.
Back in 1995-96, when we had the Gingrich Revolution come to town in Washington, they made sweeping reforms. I think everybody remembers we were ending welfare as we know it, and we're ending this and we're ending that. One of the things that they did was really fundamentally change immigration law in the United States in terms of creating these new categories of documented and undocumented and legal and illegal and more narrowly parsed people into categories of whether they were allowed to be here or not be here.
Inez Hernandez with Latino advocacy group Centro Civico in Amsterdam explains many undocumented immigrants just want to make better lives for themselves and their families.
They have high hopes in that a reform act will be implemented in the near future. Because residency status is an overreaching goal right now, I think that most of them temporarily are seeking just a work permit so that they're able to provide financially to the home as well as to their families.
The head of the AFL-CIO is questioning a proposal that would require illegal immigrants to provide proof of employment before they can gain legal status. Richard Trumka says it could exclude millions of workers who can't provide proof because they've been forced to work off the clock or they are independent contractors. Inez Hernandez says the work permit is a much coveted piece of paper.
If they're able to have a work permit legally, they're able to provide for their homes, families, as well as to contribute to the retail market. They're also able to have, let's say, documentation in that they're able to at least drive.
The plan includes a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants who are already in the United States. Clarissa Martinez of the National Council of La Raza warns the path must be one that is workable. She says it can't be so rigorous that those seeking to apply would not be able to get there. Ann Erickson is cautiously optimistic.
The devil is always in the details. We are seeing some bullet points in terms of what the agreement is starting to shape up as. It is definitely something that can be worked through, we think, and we think now is the time to strike.
The American Civil Liberties Union is taking issue with a proposal to require employers to use an electronic system to verify employment. The ACLU calls it a thinly disguised national ID requirement. New York State Assemblyman Felix Ortiz understands the objections, but expects concessions from all sides as a final agreement takes shape.
The bottom line is that this is we need to build a consensus. It's not going to be a perfect bill, but it's going to be a bill that is going to move 12 million of people out of the shadow to get more closer to become citizens of this country.
Officials say that although much remains to be negotiated and success is far from certain, the development heralds the start of what could be the most significant effort in years toward overhauling the nation's inefficient patchwork of immigration laws. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.